say if a child's just had his birth, third birthday, you say he's
3 years old.
Okay. And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
On the same day.
How long ago?
Last year.
It happened exactly?
On the same day last year.
Or another way of saying that, it happened exactly a
year later.
Okay. And you say you look up at the sky and say, talking about the weather, you say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun's shining and there aren't any clouds, you'd say that's a
fair
okay
day.
And what about when it's all cloudy and overcast and the sun's not shining, you say that it's a
cloudy.
Or any other expression?
Well, I know that commonly they say hazy, mm-hmm. but if it's dark, hazy is a different color. Mm-hmm. If it's a light color, you know, you can tell a haze. Mm-hmm. Or either if it's dark clouds, you just say cloudy.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard something like gloomy or lowering?
Miserable.
Okay. And say if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you
nasty.
Could, huh?
I've heard of nasty days.
How would you describe that?
Rainy and cold.
Uh-huh.
Sloppy. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard of nasty days, haven't you?
Hold on.
It's worse. I mean, it's not a rainy day and it's not a cold day. It's all that mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
It's nasty. Particularly, it gets nasty after it does that about 3 or 4 days around here. See?
Uh-huh. Say if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you figure it might rain or something in a little while, you'd say, looks like the weather is...
Looks like it's fixing to rain.
Okay. Well, did you ever say something like weather is threatening or breaking?
Right, threatening, and then weather looks like it's breaking.
What do you mean breaking?
Well, that's when it looks like it, all these dark clouds are moving, moved away,
mm-hmm.
or rained out. In other words, you don't see them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a ray of light, mm-hmm. a blue sky. It's breaking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's threatening is when they begin together.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if it had been cloudy and then the clouds start pulling away, you say, it looks like it's finally going to...
Break off.
Okay. Do you ever say fair off or clear up or...
Well,
is that
all of those are the same. It's just one's used about as much as the other.
Mm-hmm.
Break off or clear up or fair up.
Mm-hmm. And you say all night long the wind
blew.
And you say it was pretty bad last night, but in years past the wind has what harder than that? The wind has
blown.
And you say it started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say it's...
From the east.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a...
Southwest.
And south and east.
Southeast.
And east and north.
Northeast.
And west and north.
Northwest.
And say if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say the wind was...
Picking up.
And if it was just the opposite of that. If it was had been strong, it was getting weaker, you'd say the wind was...
I tell you what I'd say, and I think it's pretty well common to dying down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people say.
Okay. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down, you'd call that a...
No, wait a minute, it's a downpour.
Okay. Any other?
Toad stranglers.
Huh?
Toad stranglers.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you see a lot of frogs after it rains.
Uh-huh.
A deer rain. Well, when it rains so hard, it either strangles the frogs. So it's a toad strangler. When it gets so hard, it hits to strangle some toad frogs, it's raining hard. You know?
What about if there's thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorm.
Okay. And what if it's not as bad as a downpour? What might it be?
Drizzle.
Okay. Anything else?
Shower.
What do you think of as the difference between a drizzle and a shower?
Shower's a little harder than a drizzle.
Mm-hmm. You think of a drizzle as being something that sort of lasts all day? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about something finer than a...
mist.
Okay. And say if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you'd say that you had a...
fog.
And a day like that, you'd call a...
a day like that, we'd call a...
You say it's what outside? It's...
foggy.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
dry spell.
Any other...
yeah, there's a... drought.
Okay. What's the difference between a dry spell and a drought?
Drought's just a sophisticated name for a dry spell.
Mm-hmm. They're the same.
Yeah, same thing.
You say it was so cold last night that the lake
froze.
Okay. What if there's just ice around the edge? Would you have a different expression you'd use?
It's around the edge. And it does that sometimes. But I don't think I would. I mean, I don't know what that would be.
Okay. And say if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a...
frost.
Okay. What if it's harder than that? You'd call it a...
freeze.
And you say if it gets much colder, the pipes might...
burst.
The water in them might
freeze.
And you say yesterday.
Used to say now them pipes would bust.
Okay. You say yesterday the pipes
froze.
And
the pipes burst.
What did you used to say?
Last night the pipes froze and when they thought they busted.
Okay. And you say the pipes have.
Faith, they have froze.
And they have
burst.
Okay.
Used to say busted.
Okay. And the best room in the house you'd call the...
the best room?
Yeah, you might... you call what you call the living room now. What did you used to call that?
What?
Fire room.
The what?
No,
fire.
I didn't call it...
fire room.
No.
You used to call the living room the fire room because where the fireplace was.
I didn't. We didn't call it that. See, that's what I'm telling you now.
Uh-huh.
See, she lived in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they used to say doodads, and I called them corn dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's calling it a fire room, and we used to call it the big house.
Mm-hmm.
But now listen, that's not, none of that is, that I know of, is common.
Mm-hmm.
You find each different people just had associated different names.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was the living room, it was something else, but I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people probably call it living room.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't.
Say, talking about how tall a room is, you'd say this room's about maybe 9
feet tall.
Okay. That's it.